Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Did you know when the body is balanced?
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free. Such conviction in who he was, he would not be moved. Someone stepped out of the crowd and said,
Are you Martin Luther King? He said, yes, I am. And the well-dressed man spit on him. King took out his handkerchief and wiped the hate from his suit. He gave it back to the man and said, I believe this belongs to you. I will lift you up. Do what I can do. I see your heart. I know your pain. I've been there too. I will hold you high while you do.
I believe this belongs to you. I believe this is yours. Actually, I know this belongs to you. Thank you for the opportunity for me to heal. Thank you for the opportunity for me to know myself. Thank you for the opportunity to remind me that I've been cheating on my life vision. That there was a time I was so clear about my vision, but I forgot. But now you give me an opportunity to get intimate, to go back to my one true love and cuddle up and say, I'm sorry, I missed you, I betrayed you, but I'm back. And everybody is free. Esther Nicholson. Esther, E-S-T-E-R. That's right, I spelled that correctly. S, no, now I'll do it wrong. E-S. I can't say her name and spell it at the same time. That I'm double talk. Not yet. I do, actually. Esther, E-S-T-E-R, Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. That's her website as well. Esther Nicholson. She's reminding us that when we are clear It's about why we're here. When we're clear about our mission, instead of getting involved in hate, we give it back to them. This is yours. It's not mine. It's not mine. And somebody who lived that out, one of many people, is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He lived out his life vision. He committed to it. He got intimate with it. He gave his life for it. The joke is, you're going to give your life for your life vision, even if you want or not. So you have a choice to give your life and live life fully, or kind of play small and still kind of live life, and hopefully it's going to get better when you die. You get some kind of reward because you didn't hurt people's feelings. You didn't speak the truth. You didn't agitate anybody. Hopefully there'll be some special reward. Well, there is. There is. You get your hips sent back down to this planet or another planet where you need to refine who you really are. It's like, here you go, planet Earth. I believe this belongs to you. Go back and live life fully. And that's okay. Even if you don't believe in that, it's cool. Whatever you believe, as long as it's working for you, it's all good. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. I said you make a difference before you exist, and this bottle of water just made a funny sound. Pow. It's like, yeah, tell them. You do. The power of sound. Sound makes a difference. And what sound are you making today? What sound are you sending into the ethers? What difference are you making in the world? Because every thought, every feeling is a sound you're sending out into this planet, into the atmosphere, and it's causing a change in the world. You make a difference. So you get to ask yourself, how do I want to make a difference today? Do I want to be that place where people love themselves, affirm themselves, live their dreams? They're gentle with themselves even while they're being judgmental? Well, send that out right now. Hold that place in consciousness. Hold that energy. What it's like to love yourself even while you're blaming others. Loving yourself while you're being critical. Loving yourself while you're being judgmental. How do you do that? I hear some of you say, how do you love yourself when you're being judgmental? Well, it's about awareness. It's about consciousness. And we're going to talk more about consciousness today. Because as you continue to do your work, you will become aware, awake, and you get to a point where you're alert. So you will catch yourself. You will hear yourself being judgmental. So rather than saying, oh my God, I'm being judgmental, it's not spiritual, my ego, I wish I can get rid of my ego, you can just say, oh, stop it. You're being judgmental. What is triggered for you right now? What is it about what you're seeing that's rubbing you the wrong way? It's okay. You're being judgmental because you're feeling separated. That's an act of love. That's an act of love. So you make a difference, like it or not. I don't care about nobody. You make a difference. Nobody cares about me. You make a difference. People don't tell me. They don't appreciate me at work. And you make a difference. Until you know that you make a difference. And when I say know, not just the intellectual thing, I'm saying knowing in your body that when you go into bed, when you lie in the bed, like just that few minutes, few seconds before you doze off, you have a sense of contentment. You have a sense of happiness. You have a sense of gratitude because you know that you've planted love seeds, great seeds, seeds of transformation. You gave of yourself. You served. Yeah. Because sometimes some of us are making a difference, but we don't really accept it.
We don't allow ourselves to receive it. We just hear people say it, and we, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But there's something about embodying the fact, knowing that you are making a positive difference in life. Even if you feel like you suck as a parent, if you feel like you somebody's going to find you out at work because you don't know what you're doing, but you're making it up every day and you're out there selling products or teaching about whatever. But, you know, you make a difference. And I'm so grateful for you listening, tuning in, because you know when you tune in, you don't miss out. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio. The website, of course, is lifeconversationsradio.com. And I am your host, Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Ad. Life Coach Ade. People call me all kinds of names. I answer to most of it. As long as I love the vibration and the intent behind you calling me. Because sometimes people will pronounce your name very correctly, but the intent behind it is just like, nope. I refuse to vibe with that. And we're here Monday to Wednesday. Yes, slow it down. Monday to Wednesdays, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. New schedule. Used to be Monday to Thursday. Now it's Monday to Wednesday. So thank you for being here. Welcome home. Just want to remind you that the shows are archived. And if you go to iTunes and just type in Life, L-I-F-E, Conversations with an S. Life Conversations, and you subscribe, and you can get our show. You have the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. You have the Play Experience with Ambassador Farah, and every third Sunday of the month, you have My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love every third Sunday of the month. So that means you have to catch up. You have to mark it on your calendar. And the next episode of My Authentic Lifestyle is October 21st. Mo Love is talking about coming out of the closet, coming out of the sexual closet. There's some people who, you know, they're hiding. They're hiding not because they're being mean. They're hiding because they're afraid of the world. They're afraid they're going to be judged. They're afraid they're going to be criticized. They're afraid they're going to be disowned because of their sexual preference. Because of their sexual orientation. Oh, what a world we're living. Yeah, Mo Love and her guests will be talking about that. And speaking of coming out of the closet, I'm reminded of something I found on Facebook. See if I can find it right now. You know, we can really, really relax, you know. We can really relax. I'm in the middle of my announcements, as you know. But I'm like, I don't know what I'm like, but once I sit here and start doing the show, downloading. But we're going to weave the announcements into the truth. So you got to pay attention. You can't get distracted because I'm doing the announcement, because you might just need this announcement for your soul. And right now, I'll just let you know that I'm buying time. Oh, I love the fact that I can just be free with my craziness. I used to be hard on myself, but no more. I refuse. There's still areas where I trip. But you know, here we go. That's what I'm looking for. Speaking of sexual preference and sexual orientation, there's something I post on my Facebook page. If you don't like gay marriage, blame straight people. They're the ones I'm reading something in my head. They're the ones who keep having gay babies. isn't that something? Because gay babies don't just fall out of the sky. So, maybe we need to be against heterosexual marriage and heterosexual relationships. So that way you can avoid gay people being on the planet. Yeah. It's all part of getting intimate with your vision. The You know, there's some people who are suppressing their vision, who don't want to show up because they're afraid they're going to be judged. It's time to get intimate with your vision. It's time to fall in love with the vision for your life. It's time to fall in love with yourself. You've been cheating on your vision for such a long time, and you wonder why you're not happy. You wonder why you don't trust yourself. You wonder why you keep thinking something is going to happen or the other shoe is going to drop, because you've been hiding. You've been going behind the closet, behind the door, behind the fence, behind whatever. Just like, I know my vision is calling me. I know my one true vision is out there. I know why I'm here, but I don't know. My vision is asking too much of me. I don't know if I have what it takes. Yes, you do. All right, let's do some announcements. What else do I need to tell you? The Ask Life Coach at a radio show syndicated on Within Radio on Fridays, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can go to inspirebroadcasting.com for more information. That's Friday, every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can listen to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And yes, I'm coming to it. I got a wonderful co-producer who is listening to every word. It's a blessing because sometimes I just go. I don't even hear what I'm saying until I hear it, like when I listen to the show again. The few times what I do. Yes, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Are you cheating on your vision? The vision for your life? Are you cheating on your passion, your purpose on this planet, your calling? And you want someone, you wanna come to the Ask Life Coach Ade so we can bring in your vision, and we say, whoever you are, we'll bring on your vision, like Maury show. Let's bring on the father or whatever. My father is whatever. I can't even remember the type anyway. And what a visual. Let me get out of there. But anyway, you're on the Life Conversations, Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and you're sitting down and you have a secret to tell the vision for your life, and you want my help. And we've invited your vision, and your vision is out there, not really listening to the show. Just go bump into some music like, hey, I'm happy the way I am, but you're sad. So we're going to bring your vision and you together, and you can tell the truth. You can tell your vision, I've been cheating on you. I've been afraid. And your vision will look at you with the eyes of love. And your vision quietly looks at you and say, you know, it's okay. I've been waiting all my life for this moment. I believe I belong to you. Intimate, let's talk about that in a minute. What does it mean to get intimate? What does it mean when we talk about the vision for your life? We're going to break it all down. Consciousness. What is consciousness? We're also taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreements. This is the House of Love on the Ask Life Coach at a radio show fan page or like page. Post your question on there and post your question and as a new post, not underneath a post, okay? It makes life easy. And if you don't want to post it on Facebook, you don't want to call in because you're at work, but you're listening at work and you don't want people to know you're listening to a radio when you should be doing something else. You told them you couldn't go to lunch because you got some things you need to catch up with. That's right. you got a special kind of soul food. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, hover under Life Conversations Radio menu, and then there will be a drop menu, Ask Life Coach at a, and click that and fill in the email, and that's right, and fill in the email, that's right, Well, in this case, Celeste is starting to give me some of those show titles, topic, or whatever, for more. It's like, the lie detector, the DNA test shows you're not the father. Well, actually, over here, we bring you in alignment to the truth of who you are. And so when you go through life struggling, feeling depressed, feeling frustrated, feeling angry, and you're trying to find out, you're trying to do the DNA test, you are divinely and naturally abundant. DNA. I love that. So you never have to worry. They say things are in your DNA. You're divinely and naturally abundant. It is who you are. But you want to find out. I'm going to do a DNA test. If your vision is yours, guess what? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. I welcome all of you in the chat room. On the phone line, those of you listening on the archive, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this conversation. Thank you for being part of this intervention. An intervention for us to heal the world, to heal ourselves, to heal humanity, to be the change we want to see. 1 o'clock, celestial moment. With Celeste Morgan. I mean, around one. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you on Wednesday for another episode of, I don't remember how you say that. I suck at it. So let me just stick to what I do best. Around one. Let me get to it. Hello, family. We don't do shout-outs. If we did shout-outs, I said, I know last time Daddy don't like doing shout-outs, but, you know, I just want to say... I am a mess, and I embrace my mess so I can catch the message and deliver the laughter. I feel so laid back, and you feel it? You guys feeling laid back? It's time to slow down. I got a lot to share with you. I think I'm ready now. Let me take a sip of my cup of tea. Life is good. It's getting better. Take another sip. I'm going to choke now. I'm about to laugh. I spilled the tea on my computer. Let me stop. No, I'm not going to stop being silly. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl, for laughing at my craziness. So today we're talking about getting intimate, getting in the lower vibration with your vision. Too many people are in pain. It's time to stop it. It's time to wake up. And I want to do this, actually. Just really want to set the intention. Even if you listen to 5 minutes of the show, 5 minutes, 5 seconds, maybe you just stepped in there, you clicked the wrong link by accident, you hear one word or just a sound, or you didn't hear anything, or you can't hear any sound, I am setting the intention that the fact that you see this title, that you're listening, that you're here, that a friend of yours is hearing it, even though you're not listening, but your friend is listening, and we are one, so we're connected by a unified field of consciousness, that your life is transforming, even if you are, if you just got out of bed with your vision, and your vision said, go ahead and turn the world upside down in a new way. Whatever you're doing, I'm setting the intention that you are raising the frequency for humanity, for yourself, that every cell in your body is responding to the truth of who you are. The water molecules in your body, like Dr. Emoto showed us, are forming the best crystallized image. That when you look at the water in your body, you're like, oh my God, I'm beautiful. Damn! Beauty is truly within me. Look how great I am because you are speaking words of truth, words of aspiration. Okay, well, words of aspiration, words of inspiration, words of love, words of compassion. That as you speak those words with feelings and emotions, that the water in your body, the molecules are just forming these beautiful crystals. And you're like, ooh, I feel good. Ooh, I feel woozy. I feel like I'm getting drowned in my own greatness. Yes, get drowned. Get drunk. And God, get intoxicated with your vision. Get intoxicated with the truth of who you are. Get intoxicated with love and nobody can touch you. And love becomes the protector. Love becomes the healer. Love becomes the channel through which you connect with people that you need to help you move you forward. It's time to get intimate with your vision. Yeah, I guess. I heard Tim Ray in my head. Tim and his mother, they call me the, what did they call me again? The preaching life coach. I don't care what you call me. I'm here to serve. I accept that too. what kind of tea am I drinking? Celeste wants to know. It's a Lipton tea, black tea. But it's like, it's the next one down. I like Earl Grey myself, you know, or like Tetley tea. But anyway, let's move right along as I take another sip. I do not need to do stuff like that while drinking. It is nice to see you, and I'm ready. I'm ready. Are you ready? Put your seatbelt on. Put the needle on the record. Put the needle on the record, because we're getting ready to scratch. We're getting ready to record a new story. We're getting ready to play. We're getting ready to dance. Thank you all for being here. Looking in the chat room. Yes, sending love. I saw something in a post a few days ago about your daughter, Teresa. I know she's healing. I know she is healing. Because God is the activity of our life, and I know that everything she needs and the realization that she needs to catch, the new awareness that she needs to see about who she is happening as we speak, as her jaw gets realigned, so she can chew on life differently and digest it with love. And sending you and your family, what's really going on? Yeah, it's not, it ain't my fault. I see Celeste in the chat room twice. Not chat room, on the switchboard twice. Okay, let's get ready to rumble. We're going to take this nice and slow. Steady as we go. It's going to be smooth, smooth sailing. Old school music. Some of you don't know that. We got no, stop it. Okay. So today's topic, today's theme, today's conversation is around getting intimate with your life vision. And I did some researching. I've searched it before, but I had to research and just kind of refresh and renew. And the dictionary defines intimate as associated in a close personal relations, an intimate friend. There's another definition of intimate. So it's characterized by or involving warm friendship or personally close or familiar association or feeling. Another definition is very private, closely personal, one's intimate affairs, associated in close personal relations. Very private, closely personal, one's intimate affairs. Ha, stop right there. In the words of Steve Harvey, stop right there. Think about your life vision. It is your personal intimate affairs. Nobody can get to it but you. Nobody knows it like you, even though you may have forgotten. Even though you've tried to forget that you have a personal calling. There's a call inside of you because you called yourself forth to express the call inside of you. You have a calling. And there's an intimate thing, intimacy. Into me, I see. When you see into yourself, do you see your vision? It's time to really talk about intimacy. To get real, to ask yourself, what is the vision for my life? Why am I afraid of my own vision? Why am I afraid by the power? Why am I afraid that if I live my vision, I'm going to lose people that care about me? I'm going to lose friends. I'm going to, whatever. But get this. Let's slow it down. If you decide to say yes to the vision for your life, and you lose people, they move out of your life, or family members think there's something wrong with you, it's okay. They're not bad people. They're just not where you are anymore. Like if you're on a bus, if you're traveling, particularly on a bus or a train, you know, anyway, a bus works best, but train works too. You get on a bus, you're going somewhere, you have a destination in mind, but everybody doesn't get up and just get on at the same bus stop, and everybody doesn't get up. Some people get on at the same bus stop and get off at the same bus stop. Some don't. Some get, like, the next bus stop, and you might think, why did they get the bus? It's only a few miles. Why can they walk? You get all up in people's business. So you have people who are close to you, people who love you, but they're not designed, they're not meant to walk the whole journey with you. I don't care if you've known them 50 years. I don't care if they're your father, your mother, your friend, your husband, your wife. Sometimes they just have to say, I'm taking this exit. Doesn't mean you're a horrible person. It's about intimacy. When you commit to your own personal affairs, yes, you will lose. Your life will change. Let's put it that way. And the question is, are you willing to lose everything to regain yourself? Vision. Definition. The act or power of sensing with the eyes. Sight. Another definition here. The act or power of anticipating that which will or may come to be. A prophetic vision. An experience in which a personage, thing, or event appears vividly or credibly to the mind, although not actually present. Often under the influence of a divine or other agency, a heavenly message appearing in a vision. Sometimes we don't quite see the vision with our physical eyes, but we see it with insight, with the inner eye. When you realize that, when you see with real eyes that there is a vision that your physical eyes is not seeing right now, you can start to surrender. Another definition of vision. A vivid, imaginative concept or anticipation. There is a vision that is encoded in your being, in your DNA, in who you are. Are you taking time to use your imaginative faculty, your power of visualization, your listening faculty, like Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith says, deep listening. If you listen, the vision will speak to you. See, when you get intimate with your vision, oh my God, you start oozing in sexuality, love, abundance, courage, hope, trust. I mean, when you walk, when people see you, ooh, you inspire transformation the same way Barack Obama and Michelle Obama inspires love and relationship and authenticity. And you see them together, there's something so pure about their love. And if you don't see it, it's okay, right? Because we all see differently, but I do. So I'm just talking from my point of view. So let's not get caught up in politics. Let's just join together in what we know together, all right? But for me, the president and first lady, oh, there's something about their love. They don't even have to, the picture just speaks of love and connectedness, of going through stuff and working it out. Are you willing to get that intimate with your vision where your presence automatically liberates others? Your presence inspires others to live their dreams, their passion. Are you willing? But it's really not scary. It's quite simple. And I'm going to break it down because everybody has their own special gifts, their own spiritual gifts. But we scare ourselves because we think we know. We think he has to look a certain kind of way. Now, you may be catching the feeling of, you know, I said this before. I did like a buzzer when I want to tell a little bit, when I want to tell myself. So until I have the sound effect, I go, exposure. It's not a big deal, but I feel a little bit exposed telling you guys this. I'm coming out of the closet of my smallness. I've shared with some of my close friends. I remember when I was young, well, a teenager in my early 20s, when people did things to me that really hurt my feelings, when I felt like they were just being mean, they didn't appreciate me. It's like on cue, I would hear myself say to myself, it's okay. They're going to regret what they did when they see me on television, when they hear me out there in the world teaching. I used to say that. I don't even know why. It's not somebody told me, but it was just something they used to play out. That was how I, that was my, I guess that was my prescription to remind me of who I am, who I was, who I am. I don't know, even as I think about it, it's kind of funny. I would just say to myself, it's okay, they're going to regret it when they see me out there in the world doing my work and people know me globally. Now, to some extent, I am known globally. In my mind, I still feel like I'm just in a small bubble. But anyway, that's irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. But my point that I'm driving home is, we all have a feeling sense. There's something that we know that we're supposed to do. But we become afraid that if we get that intimate, you think of romantic relationships now. A lot of people want to be in a romantic relationship, but they can't quite find the perfect mate, the perfect man, the perfect woman. They say men are not spiritual enough or not open, or a woman are only interested in one thing. The man says, a woman don't need me because she got a job, she got money, she got a car, she got an apartment. What? You think that's what relationship is about? Negro, please. So we have all these excuses why we can't get in a relationship, and we blame the other, but sometimes we don't want to look at self to see and see that we are the barrier to experiencing intimacy. Because intimacy is sweet. Intimacy is messy. Intimacy would just have you smile every day. You don't know if you're at home or you're at work. Sometimes intimacy would want to keep you in the house and not get out. Like, I can't go out there. They know who I am. I know, after the way I'm bringing it to you, you're thinking, heck, what's the point? The point is, you are here. You came here for this. I'm just reminding you of your own agreement. Let's slow down. I think you marinate on that. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and call in, share. Be the place where God gets to reveal himself, herself, itself. Let's play some here. Because I think I've stirred enough to whip up some fear or some resistance. But what? Get your big butt out of the way. I don't care if you're size zero. If you put your butt in the way of spirit, of your purpose, your butt gets bigger. But then again, if you're size zero, you're probably worried about being too big. I don't need to tell you that you're big, because then you start sticking your... Stop it. Yeah, people get caught up. Well, I'm not an expert on weight. I shouldn't even go there, because that's a female thing, and I'm wise enough to stay out of that territory. But whatever you're feeling right now, let it go. Let it go. Because in order to get intimate, you got to have to let some stuff go. I don't want to do too much. I say stuff. But sometimes you got to let the ish go so that you can have the shift. You know that, right? It's too much stuff in the colon of your consciousness, so you got to release. You have to do some colonics. And when you do, not that I've done it before, but I've never done colonics before, but I look forward to doing it. Too much information. But anyway, moving right along. But I have heard people who've done colonics, and they say, oh, I feel lighter. I lost weight. You know, we're carrying a lot of beep around. So it's time to let it go. And, oh, let me let it go.
This is James, reminding us to let it go. At round one, we're going to have celestial moment, and we're going to continue this conversation, how to raise our vibration and get intimate with our vision as we let go. Cynthia James. Don't you know God is here? Don't you know love is here? Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Cynthia James.
Surrender.
Surrender to your greater yet to be. Surrender to your life vision. There is something so magnificent, so powerful, that's seeking to be birthed through and as you. And if you don't make space for it, if you don't make room for it, guess what? It will find a way out. You can't block the perfect plan, the divine plan for this planet. God is always looking for a willing participant. So when you let go, when you surrender, you become that place where God gets to reveal itself. CynthiaJames.net is where you can find out more about Cynthia James. That song is called Let It Go, which takes me nicely into, let's look at vision from a spiritual perspective. I told you we're going to take this real slow. I'm going to break it down. We're going to have a little bit of laugh here and there. Because God is here. If you're in God, if you're spiritual, you can't laugh at yourself and you can't crack jokes and you're too serious. Ah, you need a spiritual colonic. Let it go. Stop being such a type. Release. Let go. Let that thing go. Oh, I love my life. I love life. And I'm so grateful for you being here. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. This is probably the last time you're going to listen. But if it's not, you're going to have to keep coming back. Something's going to happen. And if this is the last time, guess what? Ooh, the universe is activating your greatness right now. This is radio like no other. So while you're at it, if you're thinking people won't believe this, but then again, maybe all this thoughts is going on in my head. Maybe you just loving it. Of course you're loving it. That's why you're listening. I'm loving it. That's why I keep doing it. But anyway, it's time to share the show. Let's stop right now, everybody. Share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your coworkers, the ex, your dog, your cat, your pet. Whatever pet you share with your snake. Slayer Snake can tell you I know about transformation. Yes, I'm shedding my old skin. I can teach you a little something, something if you get down there and crawl with me. And don't you believe the story they say in the Bible that I'm evil. No, I represent real healing. When I let go of the past, when you let go of the past, you can have new skin. So share the show with your snake. And your snake will go, past the show. I don't know what's going on, but I'm loving it because I feel good. That's it. That's all that matters. So anyway, what do I want to do? Get ready for a celestial moment. But okay, so let's move to the spiritual vision. The spiritual vision. This is from the Revealing Word, a dictionary of metaphysical terms. We're talking about vision, spiritual vision. Seeing God as the foundation of all. Seeing God as the foundation of all. The sources of all and the substance of all. Seeing good, the true, and the beautiful everywhere. In this manner is the eye single and vision perfected. In this manner is the eye single and vision perfected. So when you keep your eyes of God, your eyes single, it's focused. The intent for your life is perfect. Because you know God is the foundation of all things, the sources of all things, the substance of all things. You get to see the good, the true, the beauty everywhere. So everything you do becomes an expression of your life vision. Everything you do becomes an expression of your life vision. Now, sometimes, and, you know, from some of what you hear me say and other teachers and what you've read and what you think, we sometimes narrow down, if you will, or not narrow down, but we sometimes, let me put it this way, we sometimes think our life vision looks like this, is this thing. Yes, there's a way to deliver that. There's a vehicle to deliver that. But your vision can show up in everything that you do, when you cook, when you hug, when you go to work, when you're in traffic, when you're sleeping, when you're out jogging, when you're in the swimming pool, when you're traveling, when you're at the airport. Your vision can show up as you. And if there ever was a time for people to get intimate with their relationship and vision, yeah, get intimate with their relationship with their vision. How about that? This is the time. This is the time. Now, I want to read something to you before we talk about consciousness. To kind of break this in that, there are quite a few scriptures that I like in the Bible. Because they're so powerful. My favorite is when, you know, our elder teacher, my homeboy JC, said, the things I do, you can do also. Like, calm down, relax. You can do the same thing. Come here, come here, come here. Let me tell you something else. Just looking around saying, let me tell you something. Come here, come here. They won't tell you this, but even greater things than this shall he do. Listen to me. Stop getting distracted. You can do what I do, but you can do greater than I'm doing right now. You're like, Jesus, really? Jesus is like, please. Of course. You said, how do I get to that? Jesus said, well, you are the light. And when you raise yourself up, when you shine your light, you will draw all man or woman unto you. That your life becomes a miracle for others. So that's my number one. That's if there ever was a favorite test. If I say I have a favorite test, scripture, that would be it. Yes. Now, here's another one. And I want you to pay attention. Because we're going to break this down. And Brother Paul said some stuff. You know, but like all teachers, you have favorite teachers. Sometimes I know people who have teachers and they love the teachers, but sometimes they hear something like, well, I don't understand why so-and-so is saying that. Why does he always say that? Why does she always say that? And I certainly know that everybody that listens to me don't agree with me. and I pray you don't, that there's some things you agree with, there's some things you disagree with. Not because you're being rebellious, and if you are, so be it, but it's important for us to know our own truth for ourselves. So when Brother Paul talking about a woman shouldn't be in a sanctuary, in a pulpit, yeah, well, that's just where he is. If he was around now, he'd be teaching the gospel of inclusion. Oh, God, okay, let me get out there. Let me get out of that conversation. Like, I missed the mistake. So here's something that they think, well, actually, let me see something. We've got 5 minutes before Celestial Moment. Do I want to read this right now? No, I won't do it right now. I'm sorry. I'm going to hold that. We may even do Celestial Moment early if Celestia's ready. I didn't mean to tease you like that. I'm just listening. I heard somebody say, wait, wait, wait. Okay, so I'm going to wait because I really want to break this down. Actually, you know what? I know. Vanda said, Jesus is the bomb. Yes, he is. Jesus hanging out with all the teachers, Buddha, and Muhammad said, wow, we're doing something, aren't we? We did something. And then looking down and saying, why are they fighting over what we taught? Then looking at each other saying, didn't we teach the same thing? They're like, yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. But anyway, let's see. Actually, you know what? I don't want to tease you like that. I don't want to tease you like that. Let me see. Let me check in. Okay, I get to wait. I'm going to just wait. Because you really want to hear this. It will set you free. I promise you. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back with Celestial Moment, because it's already around 1, and then I'm going to drop this nugget that will set you free. You will never look at your life the same way again. How do I know? Because I am proclaiming it to be so, that you're going to look at your life and say, oh, my God, I belong. I am enough. Wow. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at the Ask Life Coach. Anyway, what in the world? I heard voices. Okay, let me hurry up and take a break. I'm hearing voices. They're trying to tell me something. Before I start speaking in tongues, don't do it. Don't do it. Let's take a break so I can save my soul. 347-426-3346. Everything ain't for everybody. While you get intimate with your vision, there's something you have to keep behind closed doors. That's the truth. That is the truth. While you get intimate with your vision, some things you just have to do while you're at home. And when you get out there, you just let people have what they can handle. But in the meantime, we are daring you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I know that's right.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, my brother, my friend, Jack Armstrong. I appreciate you. Yes, indeed. We are getting intimate with our, I keep wanting to say with our relationships. Yeah, maybe that's for some people. Somebody needs to get intimate with their relationship. Decide if you're going to be in or out. Because what's the point of being in a relationship and you're just not into it? It's a waste of your time and their time. Get into it. Learn the lessons. Relationships is about helping you learn and fine-tune your spiritual truth. Connect with areas of your life where you need to heal, areas of your life that you've affected, and some more stuff that are asking for awareness. And if your relationship is not helping you grow, it is not helping you see stuff that needs to be healed, and it's just kind of like, well, you know, I guess we love each other. Well, you know, we've been married for 50 years. And it's kind of too late now. Well, good luck. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I almost did. But that don't mean you're going to listen to me. But I don't want you projecting your issues on me. So good luck is what I say. Yes, destiny. Reminding us that the grace of God is all around us. Everywhere we look. And Celeste is reminding us that we are one with the one. And it's time to embrace the energy of now. And the energy of seven. Celeste, let's do a moment. How are you doing, my friend?
I am great. I'm wondering if Deborah left some Michael behind. Maybe McCore might have left something behind from the galaxies. You are on fire, Life Coach today. Hi.
Yeah, man. I have to put, I got some smoke detectors in here. I have to cover them up.
I know. I can tell. But that's good, though, because, you know, if you're going to get intimate with something, you should be passionate about it. I'm hearing Let's Get Physical
right.
by Olivia Newton-John in my head right now. I'm dating myself, and I don't care.
Go ahead, sing the song.
I will not. Vonda is in the chat room. She can call in and sing it for me.
No, Vonda said life is beautiful. Be you, boo. Go ahead, sing. I heard Vonda. I'm so high I can choose her.
Vonda didn't say that. Vonda didn't say that. Vonda know better. No, she didn't. But I will do this for you real quick. See, I can't see what y'all are doing. See, that's when you know this radio show is about family, because I can already feel it. But I have to do this because it is so rare, and I always miss this opportunity. Do you know you have two people from Be More in the chat room, Baltimore, Maryland? That would be Vonda and Forsaggy lives in Baltimore. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I love the fact that you said Be More, because I know you got shortened like that. That's what it's about.
Wait,
it is about being more, because we are enough, and there's always more.
I know, that's right. That's how we call it in D.C., but let me get on with it today. I've been hijacked messing with you. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. Oh, but wait. I also want to remind you of one thing. Yes, I'm taking a deep breath. Next week, we're going to be talking about past lives with Georgiana Cannon and Tama Keys, who you got to hear, is going to be here next week, too. So I wanted to share that.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you ready for me now? My pleasure.
Let's do it.
Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. It's Wednesday, October 9th, 2012. Ooh, that doesn't feel right. Is it the 10th a day?
It is a tense, a tense.
Amen for the spirits. What did I tell you?
When you hang around me, you're going to get hijacked.
I know, right? It is Wednesday, October 10th, 2012, family. Add the date and you get 2032. Add 2032 and the energy of the day equals 7. The number 7 is the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest. The 7th letter of the alphabet is G. Words like guide, grace, and gratitude connect us to the divine power of 7. 7 is the chariot in tarot, which reminds us that we know how to carry ourselves in the world, even when we make mistakes. Victory is in our hands. The chariot is connected to the Cancer sign astrologically. The sign of Cancer is known for being great nurturers. The number 7 is also belongs to an African Orisha by the name of Yemaja. She is the mother of the waters, and her healing powers are carried over the great waters. Now today, we're going to put our focus on a feisty combination of the number 7 with the suit of wands. Wands is fire and creativity. Fire makes it happen. Combine it with the 7, and our woman on the Mother Peace Tarot card shows herself as a fiery leader. She stands in the center, surrounded by women in her community. They are all bare-chested, which means they are revealing their hearts. The range of expressions in this exchange are active conflict, boredom, reflection, and support. What we know about the leader in the middle of this conflict is that she is on solid ground with fire coming out of her mouth. Her words are fused with passion. Perhaps her life's vision has been questioned. She is comfortable with her power as she wears a red cloth around her waist. The color red speaks of balance and a sense of security from the root chakra. She reminds us to think about our own power stances. How are you showing up in your life? Are you apologizing for your dream? Shooting on yourself to make others feel comfortable? There are times when you will have to disagree. If it's not in alignment with your spirit, then it's out of sync with your personal integrity. A leader is a servant of the people, but a leader must first know herself. Her bending comes from internal guidance and not the stories being created around her. While we may prefer not to engage in word battle, there are times when you have to find the strength to stand for yourself, even if it means standing alone. Waiting for others to validate who you are will leave you lost and confused. Embrace your own unique outlook on life, regardless of the whispers behind your back or the yells coming directly to your face. What other people think of you isn't any of your business. It's what you think of you that matters. You are simply unshakable when you get intimate with your life vision. You also have the courage to live your truth. And that's the story of 7. Told through the 7 of Wands and Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
And so it is.
So it is.
I've been hijacked by the healing power of 7. Feisty and fiery. So if y'all think I'm tripping today, just blame it on 7. I am standing my ground.
There you go. And don't forget the fire coming out of your mouth. You are an Aries, so watch yourself, dragon. I'm done.
I know, right? I make no apologies for this fire. If you get burnt, I'm just helping you transform. And if you don't get burnt, then I'm just warming you up so you can do your thing and make you get so cooked to ready to serve your own soul food. Thank you, Celeste. Ooh, now you just put a chip on my shoulder with that. Now
I'll catch you later. Getting back to work.
All right, Celeste, let me get away from him. I don't know him. I'm out of here. I'll catch you later. Because you is a fool. Yes. Oh, life is good. It's getting better. Welcome home. Welcome to the truth of who you are. Now here we go. Guess what, Delicia? You did not miss what I was going to say. I bet you thought you were going to miss it. You came back just in time. I'm welcoming all of you, Delicia, Glenda, Celeste, those of you in the chat room, silent listeners, Vanda, Cheryl, Teresa, those of you listening on the archive. What's your name again? Don't worry, we're one. Yes, I see you. Yeah, you. You don't think I'm talking to you? Of course I am. Be smart in that. Just accept the love. So here we go. Now, put your seatbelt on. We're taking it one step deeper. Now, today's topic, today's theme, today's conversation is get intimate with your life vision. Now, if you want to do that, here's a tool. Pick up a copy of Life Visioning. A copy of Life Visioning. And there's a CD that takes you through the steps, wherever Michael Bernard Beckwith takes you through the steps. That's one thing. Now, the things that I'm sharing with you is helping you get clear and receive all that you need. So it's time to stop just letting your vision stand on the wall and your vision standing there looking at you saying, is he going to ask me to dance? Is she going to ask me to dance? Well, I'm complete if I have to stand here. It's time for you to say, may I have this dance? And when you dance with your vision, oh my God, you will experience so much abundance. Because you are dancing on the floor of life. The time is now. Okay, here we go. All right. I'm going back inside. Anything that come out my mouth, I'm not responsible for. If you have a problem with it, take it to God. Or like they say in the Christian community, take it to Jesus. Casey got my back. I am expressing my Christ consciousness. Okay, stop it. Now, we're talking consciousness. You hear it. Some of us know what it means. But here's a definition from the Revealing Word. Excuse me. A dictionary of metaphysical terms. And if you're serious about expressing your calling and understanding metaphysics, understanding the world that you don't see, get yourself a copy of this book. It's one of Charles Fillmore's and Myrtle Fillmore's baby. Consciousness, the sense of awareness, of knowing, the knowledge or realization of any idea, object, or condition. Check this out. The sum total of all ideas accumulated in and affecting man's present being. The knowledge or realization of any idea, object, or condition. The sum total of all ideas accumulated in and affecting man and woman, that's humanity, because it was back then, they wrote it a long time ago, affecting man's present being. The composite of ideas, thoughts, emotions, sensation, and knowledge that makes up the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious phases of mind. It includes all that man is aware of, spirit, soul, and body. Man, woman, human. Consciousness, your consciousness. When we talk about life is consciousness means how you experience life is based on your consciousness. Now, your consciousness radiates, vibrates at a certain frequency. Sometimes it's vibrating quite high, sometimes quite low. There is a map called the map of consciousness. I have a link. I may post it in the chat room if I remember, but right now I want to stay on course. But you can Google map of consciousness, something created by David Hawkins. You find it in the book, Power versus Force. There are certain levels of consciousness that are just the level so low. I don't want to go too much into it right now. I don't want to lose you. But here's what I want you to get. Your consciousness is vibrating at a certain frequency. You can raise it, and there are many stages. Let's see. I'll just tell you different stages because I think I need to do that. I have so many browsers open here, and I don't see it, so I might just move on. Yeah, I don't see it, so I'm going to move on. But Google map of consciousness, and you can find it. Now, additional metaphysical terms say, it is very important to understand the importance of our consciousness in spiritual growth.
divine ideas must be incorporated into our consciousness before they can mean anything to us. Consciousness. It includes all that man, woman is aware of, spirit, soul, and body. So whatever you know, the divine idea, it must be incorporated into your spirit, mind, and body. You have to download heaven on earth. Divine ideas must be incorporated into our consciousness before they can mean anything to us. All intellectual concept does not suffice. To be satisfied with an intellectual understanding leaves us subject to sin, sickness, poverty, and death. You can find out what that means metaphysically. To be satisfied with an intellectual understanding leaves us subject to sin, sickness, poverty, and death. Okay, I'll break that down. Sin means missing the mark, not being in alignment. Sickness is believing that you're separated. Well, all of this happens when you think you're separated from God anyway. Sickness is believing in sickness that you're not health. Poverty, that there is no lack, there is no abundance, that you're separated from the abundance of God. Death, that, you're going to die one day and that's the end. When you only are satisfied with intellectual understanding. And too many people are satisfied with intellectual understanding, and they're reflecting that in the world, and some of us see it, and we sometimes judge them by their intellectual understanding. But your work is not to judge them by their intellectual understanding. Your work is to support them to incorporate their intellectual understanding with their spirit, soul, and body. And if you're not the one, move out the way and let the person who needs to show them show up. To assure continuity of spirit, soul, and body as a whole, we must ever seek to incorporate divine ideas into our minds. A consciousness of eternal life places one in the stream of life that never fails. That's for those of you who are ready to be a spiritual archaeologist. You want to dig into the essence of who you are. You got to blend heaven on earth. The heavenly and the earthly, they got to become one. Consciousness. Let me give you an analogy, and then I'll share with you something out of the Bible that I've been ranting and raving about. Think of consciousness. Well, here's an analogy. Some people have a consciousness, and it's as wide, if you will, as wide as a keyhole or peephole. So when you look at life through the keyhole, you can see what's on the other side just a bit. Maybe you see legs, or you see torso, or you see whatever you see. You see arms, or you see a face. And it because it's just a small, it's just enough for you to see what's on the other side. What you will see is limited. When you compare that to looking out of a door, if your consciousness is as wide as a door, very simple, but we can give you an idea of what I'm talking about, or a window, you get to have more of a visual. You get to see more. So if your consciousness is expansive, then you get to see more. Now, compare seeing through a door or a window. Compare that now with a panoramic view. So you're not even in that room anymore. You're not in the house. You're outside and you can see a panoramic view. And some of us, our consciousness is like that. We can see the panoramic view. There's some things we're still not seeing. We're not seeing the whole picture. But you still get to see more than the person who was looking through a keyhole and saying, I don't believe in God. I don't believe that when we die, there's more. Or, it's all about money. I don't care what you say. Well, people are mean to me. I'm going to be mean to them. Hey, what is that? That kind of energy. And then you have the people saying, I'm trusting in God that things will work out. Wherever you can fit it, wherever, that's just my analogy. And it's not even judging anybody. But I'm saying your consciousness allows you to experience life. Or to the degree that your consciousness is vibrating, or the frequency that you're emitting will draw to you what you experience and what you understand. Now, you just had a panoramic view because your consciousness is wide. You realize you're one with God and there's always more and you're enough. And then you have a spiritual transformation and it's like being in a helicopter. And now you're looking at the area
from a helicopter looking down and saying, oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh, it looks so beautiful. Now, there's another view. You can actually get in a spacecraft and look at the planet from outside of Earth and say, oh my God, the planet is so beautiful. Now, we can keep going and keep going. Depending on where you are in consciousness will determine how you see yourself, how you see your world, determine on the frequency of your consciousness, will determine what you experience. No judgment. No judgment. Now, bear that in mind. Now, let's go to this soul food from 1 Corinthians 4. Let me sip some water with this. So earlier I was talking about, life vision. We all have a vision. We all have a plan. We all have a calling. There's something we're here to do. We have a gift to deliver. We have a package to deliver, a package of love. And sometimes we compare our package, our gift, our calling, our gifts, our dreams, our love to others. And we think it's not enough because it's not like so-and-so, though we can't do this or we can't do that. But here's something that would help you say, chill out, relax. 1 Corinthians 4, it's actually 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 is where I'm starting from. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord, L-O-R-D. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now, to each one, the manifestation of Spirit is given for the common good. Stay with me here. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. Now, so this is people who are having their special gift now. So to one, there is given through the Spirit, through God, through life, through your special calling, the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit, God, the Christ consciousness. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one, just as He determines. There's more, but I want to stop there. We all have our gifts. We all have our spiritual gifts. If you can call it spiritual gifts, it really doesn't matter. But you all have something unique about you, and it was given to you through the same Spirit called God, called life. The no thing that is everything, and you are part of the plan. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. One body, many parts. This is where you come in on a deeper level. Time to get intimate with your vision. Okay, here we go. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, as we were all given the one Spirit to drink. I don't know what kind of spirit he's talking about there, but anyway, we keep moving. Whatever it is, it's spirit. Now, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason, cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seems to be weaker and indispensable, and the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now, you are the body of Christ. And I add this to it. You are the body of God. You are the body of the Christ consciousness. Okay, let's keep it. Now you are the body of Christ. And each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed first all of his apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, also those having gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with the gift of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? That's a question for you to think when you compare yourself to others. I put it this way. You are a cell in God's body. And the cell that you are, C-E-L-L, is designedly put together, designedly and divinely, divine design, put together for you to show up as you are. I love the part in the scripture to say, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If you have a problem with your toe, you're going to know it. If you have a headache, you're going to know it. If you have a stomach ache, every part of your body will feel it. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. So when you say yes to your dream, when you say yes to your calling, when you get intimate, say, you know what? I'm ready to do life differently. I'm ready to know who I am. I'm ready to cultivate a loving relationship with the divine. I'm ready to show up. I'm ready to shine. We all rejoice. But if you choose depression, if you choose sadness, if you choose nobody cares about me, then we suffer. Because when people see other people who are feeling depressed, we feel sad. Oh, breaks my heart. I'm sorry that you're going through that. I feel so sad. I can't watch this anymore. People go on a rant when they see how other people treat animals. They go on a rant. I can't believe humans. Because when one person does an act of evil, everybody else starts to express that. I hate humans who do that. And then they end up doing the same thing that they're judging and criticizing. But when you honor who you are, the whole body of the Christ consciousness, the whole body of God gets to experience it. This is a celestial body. And you are not just a part of it. You are all of it. What are you moving through? What are you holding on? What are you afraid of? Just chew on that. What part of the body are you? Are you the head? Are you the eye? Are you the tongue? Are you the stomach? Are you the leg? All right, everybody calm down. Are you the sexual organs? Are you the one that just light fires on people? You know what? Help us give birth to ourselves. Are you the butt? Because the butt has a function. It does, you know. Are you the bone? Are you the muscle? What part of the celestial body, what part of God's body are you? And are you dishonoring the part that you are and you think you are not enough? We need you more than you know. And if you're stuck in judgment, just take my hands. Come here. Just take my hands. I got you. There are other people listening. They got you. There's so many ways to support one another. So many ways. And you can never do it wrong. You can never do it wrong. Nothing is good or bad. Nothing is right or wrong. Thinking makes it so. So get this. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You've heard that before. Life is a rehearsal. That's right. Because a dress rehearsal is getting ready to do the performance and you want to make sure you get it right. I don't want to mess up. People are tense and what you do now, you got to do tomorrow. So in the dress rehearsal, if you're doing it right, if you wear red today, you better be wearing red tomorrow. If you're standing where you should be standing, but that's where you stood in the dress rehearsal, then you better show you stand there during the performance. No, people don't always follow that rule. No, life is a rehearsal. You have permission to make mistakes. You have permission to fall. You have permission to get it wrong. That's right. Thinking makes it so. But you got permission because sometimes, even though we know nothing is good or bad, thinking makes it so. But I did it wrong. There's something wrong with me. Okay, thinking makes it so. But you have permission to do it wrong. You have permission to rewrite the script. You have permission to edit. You have permission to take out a scene of your life because life is a rehearsal. You have permission to change the actors. You have permission to fire the director. You have permission to change the date of your performance. You have permission to change the outfit, the props. Life is a rehearsal, not a dress rehearsal. And what you bring to the table, it's always, always going to inspire people. Either inspire them to be greater or inspire them to never do what you did. You get to choose. Or may even inspire them to be compassionate while you're doing something that is out of alignment with who you are. We're all here to make a difference. And it's time to fall in love with ourselves. It's time to fall in love with our life vision. It's time to fall in love with why we're here. It's time to fall in love with life. Now, as I said yesterday in the show with McCoy Ray yesterday, we've talked about in other shows, when you fall in love with yourself, when you wake up, when you expand your consciousness, some part of it is going to be messy, but it's all part of the process. There's sometimes you really feel that you're living your passion, your purpose, but you're still struggling with money. You're still struggling with the same issues in relationship. You can't quite find that person. But your job, your responsibility is to recognize what you desire, but don't define your life based on what you don't have, but focus on what is happening. And trust the process. Now, people say, well, I know, I just don't trust enough. Oh, no, that's not true. We all trust. The question is, what are you trusting? Sometimes we trust in just what we can see. We trust in just what we were taught. And we find it hard to trust in what we don't see with our physical eyes. Now, with your spiritual practice, when you start visiting the spiritual gym, you start to develop the inner sense to trust. The inner sense, you can do that too, to trust what you don't see. To trust what you can't see. To trust what you don't hear with your external ears, your physical ears. To trust something deeper. To trust an inner vision. You're always trusting something. And now there are those of us who have been on a spiritual path for a long time, and we're catching the awareness. We want to take it up a notch. Or we feel like, I don't know. I don't think I'm growing. I don't think anything is happening anymore. I don't understand. Well, here's a word to the wise, or like my friend would say, Dr. Stephanie Sears, word to the already wise. It is time for you to invest your energy. Spend some time with teachers that are blending, marrying spirituality and science, so you can understand how your emotion is sending out waves into the planet, how your thoughts are sending out waves into the planet, and how what you're feeling is affecting your DNA. One teacher I would recommend is check out Greg Braden. And there's some videos I posted on my Facebook page. Just makes you look at yourself differently. See, the great thing about teachers like Greg Braden is, because we live on this physical planet where we were taught to depend on the five senses, and we've been taught to trust more in what we see, now we have teachers like Greg Braden, David Hawkins, who's not here anymore, but his legacy lives on. We have teachers like them helping us see the effect of our thoughts, of our emotions, of what we are thinking, of our feelings. So we can actually see it. There are a lot of gadgets and videos and things to see that the effect, if you will, of sound on your body. They're showing us how our emotions and our thoughts, it's like sound onto our body. So what sound are you giving off right now? What sound are you putting out into the ether? Because you know sound is frequency. You're manipulating energy with your thoughts, with what you feel. For when you feel angry, you're manipulating energy. When you feel great, when you feel loving, when you feel at one, when you feel passionate, you're manipulating energy. And you're sending that sound out through your body, and your body will respond to it. You are one with the body of God, with the body of the Christ, with the body of the Buddha, with the body of the light. You are a light being. You are the light. And where you are is where you are. No judgment, no criticism, just allowing, just trusting, just knowing. Knowing that no matter what you go through and grow through, God knows what God is doing. You know that, right? No matter how painful it is, no matter how challenging it is, no matter how depressed you feel right now, no matter if you don't know what's happening in your world, if everything is crumbling, God knows what God is doing now. Your work is to trust that and listen. And then when I say trust, trust doesn't mean you just sit down and say, well, I trust that I walk into this restaurant and the waiter would know what I want and the chef will cook it up. No, you got to participate. You got to participate. Who was it? Deborah was saying, Deborah Jacobs. She's the reader who joined us a few days ago on Monday. And she was saying, intention and no action. That's what I'm saying now, if that's not what she said. Intention with no action equals nothing. You have an intention, but you have to support it with movement. You have to support it with movement. And movement could look like movement in the body, just standing up, moving your body. Sometimes a movement could be making a call. Sometimes a movement could be journaling. Sometimes a movement can do some research on the internet. Sometimes a movement is creating, going to a meetup group movement. Sometimes movement could be just finding an accountability partner to tell them what you're, like they say over here, fixing to do. I'm fixing to step out into my greatness. I'm getting ready to do things differently. Will you stand by me? Will you support me? Yes, indeed. Vanda said Greg Braden is a great teacher. He is that. say, I'm still working through his book, The Deep Truth. Yeah, do you know we interviewed him? What was it? Was it in, I think it was February this year. Yes, The Deep Truth. It's time for us to be the deep truth. It's time for us to express the deep truth. What's your truth? And The Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson. God speaks of personal truth and spiritual truth. Now, that's confusing for some other people, or for some people, I mean. But it doesn't matter. If the idea of there's only one truth, the absolute truth works for you, so be it. But I can tell you this. For me, the idea of knowing that I have my own personal truth and there's a spiritual truth that set me free. What's a spiritual truth? What's a personal truth? It's the things that you know, you just say, well, that's just the way it is. Some things are based on what we see with our physical eyes. Things that we've experienced with the five senses, that's your personal truth. The experience that you abuse, that's your personal truth. But there's a spiritual truth that transcends that. So your work, your responsibility, is to integrate the two and know that and remember or use your personal truth experience, use that to integrate the spiritual truth. Integrate the spiritual truth into what you've gone through, what you're going through, then you become one with the one, consciously. You can set yourself free when you start to be judgmental. That's part of your personal truth. When you're being critical, when you're feeling pain, when you're feeling angry. I was at an event this weekend, past weekend, Colored Green Festival. And there were different presentations. I was one of the presenters. But there were different things that I was hearing. And there was a session where there was an affirmation we were told to repeat. I don't remember specifically. Yeah, I think one said something about, I am always peaceful. But maybe one or two. But there was, I'm always that. And I'm not even taking anything away from that affirmation. But I remember sitting there thinking, well, there are times when I'm always peaceful. There are times we don't honor life. We don't think life is sacred. There's sometimes we don't honor others. So it's important for you to be really clear what you're holding to be your truth. Now, somebody could say it works for them, and they can say, I am always peaceful, and it works for them. Now, when I experience life is separated from the truth of who I am, I don't always feel peaceful. But sometimes I'm agitated. Sometimes I don't know what's going on. Sometimes I'm scared. Sometimes I'm thinking, God, I hope this is how it's supposed to be, because I don't have a clue what is happening. But it really doesn't matter where you are, because where you are, God is. Whatever you're going through, even if you know it's time for you to leave the job, even if you know it's time this relationship is not working for you, even if you know you're supposed to speak up but you're afraid, even if you know it's time to stop telling a story that just every time you say it, you hear your own self saying, when are you going to stop telling the story? It's okay. And you've got to develop the ability to be gentle with yourself, to be compassionate with yourself, even while you're looking at yourself through the eyes of the world or the eyes of your parents, the eyes of your father, your mother. Because you know how we are, our children, our nieces and nephews and cousins sometimes, when they do something, we give them this look. Some of us remember the look. And the look just, you know, they're doing something, or maybe they pick up something they know they should be picking up, and as they're picking it up, they look over to you, and you see them picking up, and you give them the look, and they slowly drop it, and their face change. Some of them will bust out crying, but some of them will be like, yep, I know I'm supposed to touch that. And then they get up and give you a hug and say, I'm hungry. You know that look? The look that makes another human being feel bad or feel less than. Sometimes we do it to ourselves. So I'm inviting you. I'm asking you. I'm just saying, just give yourself to stop giving yourself the look. the look that makes you feel smaller, that makes you feel bad, that makes you feel shameful or guilty. I'm inviting you to wink at yourself. Say, damn, you're the bomb. Come here. As you bump into the mirror. Ow, that hurts. Oh, Lord. And you end up with a black eye. What happened? Who beat you up? No, I beat myself. You did what? Yeah, right. We heard that story. I'm not making fun of it, but I'm, you know, just stay with me here. You don't have to get so in love with yourself that you bruise yourself up, okay? Be gentle. Move towards the mirror very gently and make sure you just allow your body to sense when you get close. You can feel it. And then you can just smack yourself a kiss. But if you're not completely real free and you live with somebody else and you don't want them to see your lips print on the mirror, make sure to remember to wipe it. Like, who's been kissing the mirror? I don't know. Like, wait a minute. There's two of us in here. I didn't do it. So clearly it's you. And you say, well, if there's two of us, maybe it's you. It's time to get intimate with your vision. Think about this vision. Something that is intimately yours, privately yours. You think of vision, seeing. This time to go inside of yourself and see with the eyes of love. It's time for you to go inside of yourself and connect with insight. Go back to the beginning and remember, God is all there is. Let's take a break. Let's take a break when we get ready to release the show. I must tell you, I'm enjoying this three-day-a-week show, three-day-a-week weeks. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually been able to really slow down, you know. And I'm grateful. It's really about listening. It's about listening. This. What do I want to do? I'm going to play this song. I'm not going to play all of it. I just wanted you to sense it. Do I want to play this? Yeah, I'm going to play this one. This is Nikki Harris, and this song is called Change.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's change. When you catch the truth, you change. You don't wait for the change. You let it happen right now. Greg Braden said, and I love this. Let me share this before Nikki starts singing. Not Ricky, Nick. Hurry up. Don't sing yet. Greg Braden said, when we choose to experience in our lives, we must first feel in our hearts as if it has already happened. What we choose to experience in our lives, we must first feel in our hearts as if it has already happened. Let the change happen inside of you now. Let it come over you. Yeah, we're going to church today. I'll be right back.
My life.
And now I'm free.
Thank you, Spirit. She washed away all my fears and she made me whole. But now I see.
right. You don't have to be a slave no more. When you get intimate with your life, with your life vision, intimate with yourself, and you sit with yourself, what do I want? What is the dream for my life? When you get serious about who you are, there's this thing, when you get serious about life, life gets serious about you. Serious in a sacred kind of way, not uptight seriousness. Everything that you need starts showing up. And it becomes, oh my God, I was just talking about this. I was just thinking I need help with this. Then you start to experience change. That's right. Are you willing to do the work? God's will for your life is good. God's will for your life is the highest and the best. Nikki Harris, Change. You can find her on Facebook. Nikki Harris, N-I-K-I Harris, singing that song at Agape. Powerful song. It's all about change. Wherever you are is wherever you are. Trust the process. And when you feel the change, you would know it. Right, it's a change some people call born again. It's a change that people call a spiritual transformation. Some people call it rebirthing. Some people call it being made new. It's all about change. That's the one thing that is constant. It's time to release the show. Thank you for stepping on the dance floor of life with me. Thank you for dancing with me so we can all experience our abundance. What is seeking to be birthed? Say yes. Share the gift. Do something amazing today. For yourself. Sometimes we find it easy to do something amazing for other people. Treat yourself. Ladies, take yourself to Victoria's Secret and buy yourself a nice lingerie. But if you, well, I don't have anybody who can see it. It doesn't matter. Get yourself a lingerie and walk around and have a full-length mirror and say, boom, I look good. With everything, what's and all. And brothers, if you into lingerie, go right ahead and get you one. Hey, who am I to tell you what to do with your life? But whatever rocks your world, whatever makes you feel, I mean, even if it's a game, even if it's just playing with your son, your daughter, even if it's just affirming your partner, your wife or your family, whatever it is, reading or writing or designing or creating in the man cave, just take some time to be intimate with yourself. Your life depends on it. And we need you. You need you more than anything else. And I thank you. I bless you. And I love you. And I'll be back on Monday. But don't forget to join on Bassa tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the play experience. Life is a playground. Life is a game. Life is an adventure. Life is it's like a box of chocolate. It is what you say it is. You are the thinker that thinks the thought. That creates the thing that you're experiencing. We can all relax and trust the process. And say yes. Spend some time to be true with yourself. Stop worrying about what other people think about you. Because you get so intimate with yourself. You become one with yourself. You ain't even thinking about folks. You're like, oh my God, I forgot we had an appointment. I was having a good time with myself. And once again, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow the love to flow in and out of you. Be loved. Beloved, I look forward to being back on Monday to talking about past life. We're here to talk about the life before you took on flesh. The energy, the soul that is in the body. What the soul was doing before you took on this body. Maybe we might talk about future life. Who knows? Carly Jackson reminds us that we are one. And I am out of here. You can find Carly Jackson on Facebook. And I can't find a song. So some of you that are listening on the internet would not hear it. Oh, here it is. I'm out of here. I am grateful, and I thank you. Peace and blessings.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 'Cause there is no separation. 'Cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation. 'Cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.